evening, everyone. Then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Hi, I'm Susan from Stuyvesant. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
The Cara Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Cara, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Cara Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Cara Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Cara history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Cara Historical Society at carohistocietyyahoo.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lee Jameson of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA. Francesca Paris reports for the Berkshire Eagle that the Capitol police officer killed April 2nd was William Billy Evans, who grew up in Berkshire County in Massachusetts. Evans was born in North Adams and graduated from Drury High School. He was killed after a man rammed his vehicle into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol, then lunged at them with a knife, according to Capitol Police. Quote, "He loved making people laugh," unquote, said Jason LaForest, a North Adams city councilor and a childhood friend of Evans. Quote, "He loved telling jokes and carrying out pranks on his friends and family. He loved being a dad, and he was so proud to be a U.S. Capitol police officer. He carried his badge everywhere. He was just so proud, and his family was so proud of him. We were all proud of him," unquote. President Joe Biden released a statement about the attack. Quote, "Jill and I were heartbroken to learn of the violent attack at a security checkpoint on the U.S. Capitol grounds, which killed Officer William Evans of the U.S. Capitol Police and left a fellow officer fighting for his life," unquote, Biden said. Quote, "We send our heartfelt condolences to Officer Evans' family and everyone grieving his loss. We know what a difficult time this has been for the Capitol, everyone who works there, and those who protect it," unquote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Amelia Munson is reporting for the Times Union that Republican Liz Joy filed paperwork with the Federal Elections Commission April 1st to challenge Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam, again in 2022. In 2020, Joy ran against Tonko but received 38% of the vote to Tonko's 62% in the 20th congressional district election. A Democrat named Cole Francis Matthews has also declared intentions to challenge Tonko. Joy is a real estate agent from Glenville with policies that align with former President Donald Trump. Currently, the district includes all of Albany County, but redistricting after the 2020 census could change the boundaries. Quote, "It could turn things off the margin and start to push Tonko to the place where he would have to run the kind of race with extensive TV ads and a big operation that we've seen recently from Representative Antonio Delgado or Tedra Cobb on the Democratic side to the south and north of him," unquote, said Chris Mann, assistant professor of political science at Skidmore College. Quote, it could push him into that territory. I don't think he's in any real danger of losing, but he's going to have to work harder, unquote. In 2020, Joy raised $381,000 for her campaign compared to Tonko's $1.5 million. Joy refused a request from the newspaper for comment, and Matthews could not be reached. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that the Caro Town Board may vote April 5th on buying three new trucks for the highway department. Quote, our fleet is aging to the point it is costing us tens of thousands of dollars in maintenance, unquote, said Highway Superintendent Art Evans. The 16-truck plow fleet includes trucks as old as 1986, and at one point during this past winter, 11 of the department's trucks were not working on the town's 91.5 miles of roadways. Quote, we can't keep doing this, unquote, said Supervisor John Coyne. Caro is considering buying three new trucks for about $412,000. In 2020, the town spent $72,217 on truck repairs. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday should be sunny with a high near 47 and a low around 31 Saturday night with a 20% chance of snow showers after 2 a.m. Sunday should be partly sunny with a high near 50 and a low around 35. And Monday should be sunny with a high near 52 and a low around 35. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
The sound you hear is a recording of the warning siren in case of an imminent nuclear attack.
If this was an actual attack warning, would you be prepared?
Would your family be prepared?
If not, CA Survive All, civil defense approved, steel and concrete, basement type, fallout shelter.
The shelter, along with a basic equipment kit, affords you and your family maximum protection.
Survive All shelters are FHA approved.
No money down, 5 years to pay.
Horrible though it may be, this sound may someday become a reality.
Be prepared. See a survival shelter today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Drone Choir of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
That was Tune Yards covering the Breeders' Cannonball. 4AD, the label 4AD, has put out a compilation of for their anniversary of bands covering 4AD songs. That was a classic 4AD song from the 90s from the Breeders. And now here's another cover. This is a 2021 cover from Chris Forsythe and the Solar Motel Band doing Neil Young's Barstool Blues.
Number 8, number 7, number 6, number 5, number 4, number 3, number 2, number 1. Thank you.
2021 new music there from Byron Westbrook. The album is called Distortion Hue, and the song is called Heliocentricity on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 8.
Next, we're going to hear from Poughkeepsie, Joe McPhee, the legendary saxophonist, free jazz saxophonist, Joe McPhee, has a new record out in 2021 with Lassie Murhaug. It's called Harmonia Macrocosmica. And this is one of the tracks called Theatrum Orbis Terram. Joe McPhee from Poughkeepsie on the radio at WGXC. Here's 2021 new music from Lily Konigsberg. The song is Oh Me.
Something about your embrace.
number.
Here's 2021 new jazz from the Sam Fibrish Trio. That's Sam Fibrish, Charlie Hunter, and Jeff Clapp with the song Spanish Joint from their album Volume 1 Riverboat. Next, we hear 2021 music from Riley Walker. The song is Rang Dizzy from the Course in Fable album.
Mm-hmm. quarter. Bookies were stuck laughing. Never brought, and I'm chewing on a Lucy. Dragon brain dream, you choosing. Folks dodging, singing karaoke of credit. Blame center must go. Walls of your apartment. Square footage with my hands and I am sightless. Dealer shuffle, Zen gardens in the card deck. I'm wild eyes. I'm so fried. Inside, me, I'm alive. Cast iron curls up a thing for me. Presented to the crowd, remains inviting me. Sucker for fossilized purple bruising. I inhale pure carbon like a movie. Each Wednesday, load my boot up with a beast. State flag and newsprint, optics take the lead. Snapshot of long form, winded by the breeze. Fake gas pump for photo opportunities. I'm wise. I'm so fried. But social setting the lighthouse. I extend my hand to all probable possibilities that I may be baptized in seltzer made from glaciers. As cherry water runs down my spine, I recall coupon codes from minimum wage jobs, unionized by labor kept in sheepskin, saving up for tires that light up. She was a real cool hand in the icy figure eight. My dreams were projected on national monuments. I sat alone wondering, should I dose again? Or just break into song with Illinois flowers?
A decade in reverse. 4 years of you. devil's wicked curse for years of you. You made the virus even worse. Pack up your fans and take the evil that men do. We need a medal for living through 4 years of you. I won't hate you. I don't want you in my mind. Going forward, I'll pretend you don't exist. And when they rate you as the worst one of all time, what does it mean if they just slap you on the wrist? 4 years of you was watching God take in the piss. 4 years of you and thinking, do we deserve this? 4 years of you. We'll throw a party in our heads with all the family and friends who didn't live to see the end of 4 years of you. We need a medal for living through 4 years of you.
Number three.
There will be nowhere soon. If I've seen things right that have come, people will be scared. They never will see anything arise. Meanwhile, all of my friends have been struck down. Psycho, we'll wait to
was Bill Callahan, Bonnie Prince Billy, and Six Organs of Admittance, covering a Will Oldham song, Arise Therefore.
Number two.
Thank you.
That was Carm with help from Mouse on Mars with the song Scarcely Out from their 2021 album Carm.
Number one.
That was Jen Cutler from Cairo or Ulster County or out in Ithaca. I'm not sure where she's at exactly at this moment, but Jen Cutler's new album is called Sonified Physiological Indications of Empathy, and that song was called Long-Term Memory Loss, out in 2021 and on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Yeah.